Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie has undergone a double mastectomy to reduce her chances of getting breast cancer. 37-year-old mother of six has explained her reasons for having the surgery in the New York Times. She said her doctors estimated she had an 87% risk of breast cancer and a 50% risk of ovarian cancer. She said she decided to be proactive and to minimise the risk as much as she could. An amazing step for Angelina Jolie to take, an amazing step for any young woman to take. And Rachel is on this line and available to speak to us, and she's already taken that step. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You will understand what Angelina Jolie is going through. Could you tell us your story, Rachel?
Yes, Frank. My mother in her early 40s was diagnosed with breast cancer, which is obviously a tough time for the family. A couple of years later, her younger sister, who was also in her early 40s at the time, was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I guess alarm bells were going off down in the City Hospital, and they asked us, would we come along for a gene testing, all the siblings of my mum and my aunt. So we went along, it was very straightforward, it was a simple blood test, and the results came back positive that I was carrying the BRCA2 gene, which is hereditary, and I was given a number of options, one of which was to have the double mastectomy, an elective mastectomy, and I could have reconstruction done at the same time. I was very young at the time, I was only like 28, 29, and I had surgery within a year. I guess the way I viewed it was that I had, a bit like Angelina Jolie, had been diagnosed with this BRCA2 gene and was given an 87% chance of developing breast cancer, and having an elective mastectomy has massively reduced the chances of me getting breast cancer, and therefore it seemed like the right decision for me so early in my life to be diagnosed with something quite scary. I wanted to sort of help myself as much as possible.
Rachel, if you don't mind me saying, the way you talk about it, it's almost like as if it was getting your wisdom teeth removed.
I know it's quite, it's not that it's funny, gosh. I sort of never really let it try and affect me too much, because I had just sort of got married, I'd had one baby. My long-term plans were to live a very successful, happy life, and I just didn't want it to overshadow anything and sort of take over my life. It was a real sort of straightforward decision for me. I tend to not try and dwell on it either or think of it as a massive, massive operation. And I guess if I did sit down, I probably would break down in tears thinking about what I've had done, because my body shape and everything obviously has changed dramatically, and I am only in my early 30s. But the reality was that I was going to, you know, hopefully ensure that my life was a lot longer than developing breast cancer.
How traumatic was it going through the visits to the hospital?
It actually wasn't too traumatic. I was referred to the Ulster Hospital for my surgery, and the doctors and surgeons were very nice people. And to be honest, the only very traumatic time was when I was on that trolley and I'd been given the injection, and you were sort of, the reality hit you then, and so you burst into tears as you were being pushed into the lift, and I guess reality sunk in, oh my gosh, I'm actually going through with this. But by the time it was all over and I'd woken up, it was done. Yes, the recovery time was, you know, 1 to 2 weeks of very, very, very sore. But quickly after that, I recovered very well, and thank goodness no infections or anything. So I was back at work within 5 weeks.
Would you advise women who are in a similar position to be brave enough to go ahead with the surgery?
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, absolutely. I mean, I feel very fortunate that we were put into a position whereby we were given the option of having the gene testing done. You know, had mum had breast cancer but maybe not her sister, we maybe never would have been given the opportunity to have the genetic testing done, and I wouldn't have known that I'd carried the gene. So anybody who's out there who has had history of breast cancer in their family and hasn't had the testing done, I would highly recommend speaking to their doctor and asking to have a referral to see if they carry the gene, because ultimately then they have the choice of hopefully doing something about it, which will prolong their life.
The fact that Angelina Jolie has gone through with the same experience in hospital that you've been through puts it on the international global stage this morning. That's probably very important in relation to the whole issue of breast cancer.
I think it is. I mean, Angelina Jolie is probably one of the most famous women in the world for lots of reasons. Her charity work, and obviously married to the gorgeous Brad Pitt. But she, somebody of her stature, sort of bringing it to the fore that it is an option to go and have a double mastectomy. It's not the end of the world having it, you know. You can have reconstruction surgery done at the same time. So from the offset with your clothes on, nobody needs to know any different. You can keep it very private. And I think somebody of her stature having had it done will bring it to the fore that ultimately, just because you've been diagnosed with carrying a gene, it doesn't mean that your world has to end, that you can actually do something about it.
How long is it since you've been through the procedure?
It's now, it'll be 3 years this, no, 4 years this summer, and I've since had two more babies.
Yeah, so life is totally back to normal.
Life is totally back to normal. I go for regular checkups once a year, with and I go back to see my surgeon once a year just to make sure that everything is okay. So fingers crossed. I guess a bit like Angelina Jolie, the two are linked, breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So at some stage, I'll have to make that big decision as well.
Those are big decisions, but you seem to do it with a smile. I know it doesn't matter how people look. I know that that is irrelevant when it comes to the personal image of someone and their health. But you have an image. You were a very successful businesswoman. You were a very beautiful young woman. Did you lose your confidence in any way during it?
Oh, gosh, you're very kind, Frank. It's not that I lost my confidence. If I'm being completely honest, yes, going to the swimming pool is a wee bit more challenging because they don't look perfect. So, you know, you have to be very careful about the lingerie that you wear. There are occasions where I think, oh, gosh, look at them, you know. But at the end of the day, they're only a thing, an asset that women have, and mine are really perky now. So I guess there has to be some advantages of having a double mastectomy with reconstruction.
Rachel, you have a great sense of humour, and I think you need that if you're facing a challenge like you have faced, and Angelina Jolie is going through it today. Thanks for speaking to us, Rachel. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Frank. Thank you.